and welcome to America Trends. Glad to have you along here on the YouTube America TV network and on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Amy Fuller. News trending all around the world and America, of course. 49 people are dead after that terrorist attack at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand on Thursday. Scores more hurt, terribly hurt, after the gunman, a heavily armed gunman, opened fire. New Zealand's Prime Minister speaking out, calling it a well-planned terrorist attack, making it for one of New Zealand's darkest days. Authorities had said initially they had four people in custody. They were trying to make sense of it all, but later revised that number to three. One man in his late 20s is now charged with murder, expected to appear in court Saturday morning. Not clear how the other two people were connected or might be connected. All this information still coming in. But they do say none of them had been on security watch list.
Recovered a number of firearms from both of the scenes, Linwood Avenue and Deans Avenue. I would like to assure everyone around New Zealand that every available police and emergency resource with our other government agencies and Defence Force are doing everything they can to keep our communities safe. We have had no other threats since we responded to this incident. We are working with a wide range of community to give support to everyone who needs it. We have staff around the country ensuring that everyone is kept safe, and that includes our armed defenders and special tactics groups right across the country being very vigilant and having a presence around all of our mosques to ensure nothing further occurs.
Prime Minister speaking in New Zealand after 49 people killed in those mosque attack. More news coming along. We'll figure out what the one gunman who is charged with, what happens in court with him, and if the other two are in fact connected or not. On the same day here at home of that big national emergency vote in Washington, D.C. by the United States Senate on border security, a day where they rejected President Trump's plan for more than $8 billion in wall funding, viral video of dozens of illegals busting through the border wall near San Diego. Yeah, going round and round the social media platforms. A Twitter user named Mexican Andy, otherwise known as Andy Martin, posted the video writing, "Illegal immigrants sneak to the border. The border is not secured enough." I talked to Andy today. He said he just happened to be there when it happened and he live streamed it. So let's take a look. The group breached the U.S. border by the Pacific Ocean and they were detained by Border Patrol agents. Yeah, let's just listen for a second.
Fake news, fake news. Yeah. Oh, they crossed the wall. They crossed the border. They crossed the border. Chat, they crossed the border. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Just sort of appeared to be cutting a section of mesh between the two slats of the border fence. And then they just go through. Border Patrol say there were up to 60 people who ran through, mostly from Honduras, came to Tijuana in a caravan. You can see right away there's one Border Patrol truck sort of sitting there monitoring. He gets out, quickly overwhelmed, obviously had to call for backup. And after the last of the migrants slipped through, finally, later on, a Border Patrol SUV would drive up to the fence and block the gap. But meanwhile, here's Mexican Andy on Twitter. He was just there, and he didn't even know this was all going to happen. And he said that, you know, he was a little worried. There were kids being put in harm's way. You've got one law enforcement there. And he chatted with us and he was pretty shocked by it all. This is just one example of what's going on at our border. So we'll see what President Trump does with a veto of the Congress saying that they will not give him his national emergency. And we are back after this with Larry Ward and Vincent Hill coming up on America Trends. One of the things trending in America since the beginning of our time has been free speech, right? And boy, people get so offended these days at everything that you can't even wear a MAGA hat out in public. We are going to be joined now by Larry Ward, a friend who's come to us a few times talking about the censorship of conservatives on Google. I mean, all over the internet, but also those very popular social media platforms. He is the president of Political Media, Inc., also of Constitutional Rights PAC. And now he has done something. He's gotten together this coalition called Stand With Tucker. And we're talking about none other than Tucker Carlson of Fox News, because, boy, they are after him now. And why? Well, probably because he speaks the truth. Larry, welcome back to America Trends.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so there's your Facebook page we just saw, all brand spanking new and shiny. So what? Stand With Tucker, you can go to @StandWithTucker on Facebook. We will never bow to the liberal mob. So in recent days, what is it? One media outlet just sat around and they just looked at hours and hours of his past interviews and said, well, he said mean things here. What happened, Larry?
Well, they went back to, let's be real clear, they went back to the Bubba the Love Sponge show. and Bubba the Love Sponge, which was hosted on the Howard Stern channel on Sirius XM. So, you know, in terms of what they were looking at shock jock content, and Tucker was giving them shock jock content. And you know, there's absolutely, you know, nothing wrong with having a little comedy, a little levity. And he said a couple of things that were maybe vulgar, maybe inappropriate. So what? It was 10 years ago, and you know it. And by the way, Media Matters doesn't give a hoot about what Tucker Carlson said on a shock jock show. This is all part of a very elaborate strategy and tactic that the left uses to shut down conservative voices. And the more we look at it, and the more we see actually what's happening here, it's very, very apparent that what's going on is Media Matters is essentially the tip of the spear. Media Matters, SPLC, you can pick one of these organizations that's funded by Soros,
they're all connected, right, Larry? They're all connected, to be clear.
Absolutely. So you could look at these organizations that are funded by Soros, and what they're doing is they're using Obama administration officials, they're using politically motivated people on boards. And let's understand what's going on. The way Obama weaponized the government against conservatives, they're doing the same exact thing in corporate America. They're taking politically motivated people, putting them in the way they put them in these our agencies like the IRS and the FBI and Homeland Security and ATF and how Obama used these agencies to go after conservatives. They're doing the same thing in these boardrooms, and they're planting these what I'm calling liberal sleeper cells in boardrooms across America. And when Media Matters comes out and they say we should all be attacking Tucker, they all, you know, the members of these sleeper cells, these liberal sleeper cells, they wake up and they cause havoc in their corporation until they pull the advertising or they hurt the broadcaster and get them fired. And this is just completely unacceptable, and it's an abridgment of our free speech.
Liberal sleeper cells is a great phrase, because we know for years we have people that they really do nothing but sit around figuring out how to further their agenda. And boy, do they love to target the people at Fox News and beyond, those conservative voices. It happened with O'Reilly for such a time. He's now off the air. Hannity, they just go after Laura Ingraham, one after another. Jeanine Pirro got accused of something this week. I don't know. And they're saying Tucker, he's a blanky misogynist, white supremacist, and all these things. But what I love about Tucker, Larry, is he didn't go on some apology tour or say, I need rehab, I need to be fixed. He's like, whatever. And, you know, I wish more people would do that and say, you know, maybe I don't feel the same now as I was then. I don't know exactly if he feels the same or not, but more people, they don't need to apologize just because these, as you say, liberal sleeper cells wake up and try to cast arrows and try to make everybody feel bad about everything they do.
It is exactly that. And at the end of the day, they don't really care about Tucker Carlson and what he said. They don't care about what Hannity said. They don't care about what Jeanine Pirro said. It's a war on Fox. And the only reason it's a war on Fox is because it's a war on conservatism. It doesn't have to be Fox. It's anybody who speaks conservatively. And if they really cared about racism and sexism, they would spend a little more time. I mean, there was a little bit of hubbub until they found out that if they went too hard, that a Republican would take over as governor of Virginia. Maybe there would be a crusade against the governor and the lieutenant governor of Virginia right now. But everybody seemed to have forgotten that in the mainstream media. Oh,
the hypocrisy is just so extreme. The things in Virginia, the governor, blackface, and then the next in line.
The lieutenant governor with rape accusations.
Right, exactly. And then I think the third in line, another blackface. I mean, you can't make it up. A tough week. And then, I don't know, I think Jussie Smollett happened. I hope that all the Virginia administration sent Jussie Smollett a fruit basket for getting them off the front pages.
Well, you see what happened with the mainstream media when they're talking about Jussie Smollett. It came full circle, and now you got a lot of pundits saying, well, he only did this because of white privilege, you know. you can't make this stuff up.
So when did you decide, at what point when they were castigating Tucker, did you say, you know, I want to start a little coalition here?
I said enough is enough. Look, it's become very clear to me that the game plan to shut up and to silence conservative voices is they're using corporate America. And they're using these sleeper cells that they put in the boards because they have power, because, quite frankly, government and corporate America are way too intermingled. And these big corporations, a lot of them, that if there's a long list of advertisers that pulled advertisements off of Tucker's show, that long list is a lot of them are from Silicon Valley, of course. Mm-hmm. And now you look at what's going on. I just got tired of it. I said enough. Mm-hmm. We have to not only win this for Tucker, which I think Tucker is capable of winning it on his own because, quite frankly, they picked on the wrong guy this time. But we have to have a punishing win. We have to expose this and end it for all time. And we're going to do that. We're going to create this petition is going to go over 100,000 people. I'm confident by next week we'll have over 100,000 people on this petition. We're going to deliver it to Fox to make sure that they hold their stuff together. And we're going to deliver it to every single one of these advertisers and let them know that there is another side, that that Media Matters isn't controlling the narrative here.
Yeah. We'll get more on that after the break. Talking to Larry Ward, friend of the show. Be right back. They are called Media Matters. Sounds nice and benign and like something it's good for America to pay attention to Media Matters. But they are trying to stoke the flames of the liberal mob to try to silence so many people, including at this hour, Tucker Carlson of Fox News. But our friend of the show, Larry Ward, says not so fast. Larry has got a few things under his pedigree, a few titles that we like to brag about. He's the organizer of, well, the now Stand With Tucker Coalition. He's president of the Constitutional Rights PAC and president of Political Media, Inc. And we'll talk more about what happens with all that in a few moments and how he has really blown the whistle on how Google and so many others try to silence conservative voices. And he's got really, you know, just hard and fast evidence about it. Larry, a few things we can talk about. Exactly what are they so upset about what he said? And one thing that stands out to me that Tucker talks about, besides every night, he just really pinpoints it. And you'll hear things on his show you won't hear anybody else. It's not the normal talking points and just recycling the news and the rundown from the previous shows on Fox News or whatever other cable outlet it is. You and I know how it works. But he will do things like, and I haven't heard anyone else do this, Larry, every now and then, every few months, he will come forward and say, besides the illegal aliens that we are all sick of having come here, and bleed our money, our tax dollars, when we could be giving it to veterans, our homeless, our whatever, any of it. He also says, you know what, if you look at the polls, most Americans, including those who came here legally, don't even want a bunch of legal immigrants right now. Why does it have to be such an open pathway for so many all the time? Do we need more right now? And he will do that, and he will give you the numbers. And if you look the numbers up, you will find out you know, it's not, besides people trying to be politically correct, maybe on the left because they want more voters, a lot of people are saying, can we just take a breath?
Well, absolutely. And you know what? I don't think they would be saying that if we controlled illegal immigration. I think if we had controlled the tens of millions of illegal immigrants coming across the border and the hundreds of thousands pouring across the border every month now, if we controlled that, I think the American people would open, would welcome illegal immigrants with open arms and offer them, the opportunity, the same opportunity our ancestors had. The going after Tucker is mostly, in my opinion, because he's so good at what he does.
So good.
He takes liberals and he makes fools of them, not by calling them all sorts of names, not by being disrespectful, but by letting them talk. He brings them on the show night after night after mm-hmm. night and says, explain yourself. And they look foolish. And he asks them questions and they look more foolish. And he just keeps winning. The reason the left wants to silence conservatives is because they can't win a debate. They can't win a debate on facts. They can't win a debate on policy. They keep losing. So the only way to get to win is to shut us up. This is the definition of left versus right.
Larry, I've been around TV news for a long time, and one thing people on TV don't want to do is look silly or foolish or unknowledgeable. Tucker will take the most basic questions to the liberals he has on or anyone, and he'll say, why? Other people don't even want to say that because it seems too naive. But really, it comes down to basic questions like why this, why that, and that's when people blow up because they really can't answer them.
No, and that's why I said he's exposing them. He's making them look foolish. He's turning the Alinsky model, the ridicule model, on its head by essentially just letting them be ridiculed by speaking. Mm-hmm. And so that's why he's a real enemy of Media Matters. But it's not just him. It's anybody on Fox. It's anybody who I've been a target of Media Matters when we hosted Gun Appreciation Day and turned 500,000 people out for the Second Amendment. They claimed I was racist because I held that on Martin Luther King weekend.
Oh, geez.
And they wrote a couple of articles on me, real hateful stuff. And quite frankly, they forgot to mention that Martin Luther King Jr. got into the civil rights movement primarily because he was denied a gun permit because he was black. But never mind.
So? I don't think I knew that, Larry. Can you say that again?
Yeah, well, that was one of the prime motivations. He was denied a gun permit as a young man when he went to go get a gun because he was black. And gun control is racist and always has been racist. It's why the inner cities, even today, have the strongest gun control because it's the populations that have majority-minority.
All these organizations that Democrats support, if you look back in history, they've been anti-black. Go back and look a little bit at Planned Parenthood. Most people know this and about Margaret Sanger, but young kids don't. Young kids who choose to be socialists and just say that, the Democrats are nice and the conservatives are mean, they don't know. You got to do a little bit of your history. Before we move on, I want to talk more, Larry, about the things we've talked about before, the conservative voices being silenced and what you think of Facebook's woes this week. But anything to add about your new Tucker coalition? And let's just say you've got some great people coming on board. Do you want to mention some of them?
Sure. We got Ed Rollins. We got James O'Keefe. Andrew Aulis, Alan Gottlieb, there's lots of good folks that conservative organization, Robert Morton from World Tribune. And if you're not following World Tribune, it's probably the best, most honest and right of center publication on the internet, worldtribune.com. And they cover all sorts of foreign policy and domestic issues.
Yeah.
We got great people and it was the easiest coalition I've ever had to build. I called them up and I said, we want to build a coalition to stand behind Tucker, and every single one of them is like, sign me up. What do I need to do? It was not even a question.
Outstanding. So follow his Stand with Tucker page, and also just follow Larry. He sounds off on fun things all the time. So there's Stand with Tucker. Let's see if I can get at Stand with Tucker right there on Facebook, and also politicalmedia.com. And before, you got into this because of the censorship of conservatives a while back. Are you paying attention to the Facebook woes going on, and two bigwigs have stepped down, and they part of their platform was down this week, and they're just facing all kinds of things. They're in big trouble because they're letting other platforms access our private info that they were never supposed to do. Let's just face it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, if Facebook, Facebook and Google and Gmail, they all went down on the same day, but it wasn't an attack. You know, that's the party line. No, they got
the
attacked.
Russians
I'm
or
not
what?
Sure, I'm not sure who attacked them, but they got attacked. There's no reason why almost half of Silicon Valley went down at the same time. So, but you know, Facebook is a symptom. It's a symptom of these liberal sleeper cells that live in corporate boardrooms. I mean, we were not awake to this. So the conservatives did not understand the game that the liberals have been playing for a long time.
Right.
There's a reason Silicon Valley grew up in the San Francisco area, in the Bay Area, because it's the most liberally protected area in the country. There's zero chance that city is going to flip. And Silicon Valley is a liberal haven. So that the entire infrastructure of the internet is now a liberal stronghold, and we have to be conscious of it. I'll tell you something that we're working on. I don't know if we're going to
about 20 seconds,
of it.
Larry. But you've
sure.
got all you've got it all, my friend.
Well, here it is. So what we're doing is we're going to identify the people on the boards that we consider are in the liberal sleeper cells that have ties to the Obama administration and Soros, and we're going to out them. We're going to make it personally painful to them,
Larry,
to go against the American people.
Will you keep us posted every step of the way, please?
Absolutely.
You got it. Larry Ward of Political Media, Inc. And let's pray for California and Silicon Valley. Let's take this country back all together. Larry, can't thank you enough. We'll see you next time. Welcome back to America Trends. Nicholas Sandman and his parents have now launched a couple defamation lawsuits against media outlets, including The Washington Post and CNN. You will recall he is one of the Covington High School students savaged by the left and their mainstream media counterparts after attending this year's March for Life in Washington, after someone got in his face. And now Bill Maher and Kathy Griffin, too. HBO, NBC, we'll see what's coming down the pike. So that is one sort of big case we're looking at, along with the big college cheating scandal that we've been following for days now that, hundreds and hundreds of FBI agents descended on about 50 people, including some big names in Hollywood and in the Democratic Party, to be frank, who allegedly paid up to millions of dollars to get their kids sent to the schools of their choice. And there's Mr. Singer from Newport Beach, the brainchild of it all, allegedly. We are with Vincent Hill of the Law and Crime Network. He follows all these things. Former Nashville police officer, PI turned news anchor for Law and Crime Network, published author, got a great book out. Follow him on VincentHillTV.com. There are some of his books. And Vincent, we've got a lot to get to, and these are huge cases, right? My goodness.
Yeah, very huge, Amy. How are you?
Good to see you. But first, before we turn to those, I know that we talked to you in recent days about the Tara Grinstead case. She's the Georgia teacher who disappeared for years and years. And finally, law enforcement think they have their guy, and he's been in court. And you have an update for us today.
Yeah, so Tara Grinstead, you can see there on your screen, she went missing back in 2005, October of 2005. For many years, GBI local police had no clue where she was. In 2017, they made an arrest of a guy named Ryan Dukes, who's going to stand trial for her murder on April the 1st. However, there's a co-defendant in this case, a guy by the name of Bo Duke, no relation, by the way, who is due to appear in court this coming Monday for lying to police, disposing of a corpse, and another charge. He's a co-defendant in this case because, according to him, it was Ryan Dukes who killed Tara, but he actually helped him dispose of the body, and then he lied to investigators, GBI, once they tracked him down. So he's going to court this coming Monday. I will actually be going down to South Georgia there in Abbeville. You can see that's Bo Dukes there on your screen to cover that trial for the Law and Crime Network.
We'll also follow you on Twitter. I see you're at Vincent Hill TV. Can you just refresh us, too, a little bit about how You know, it was years in the making she was missing. How did it come to pass that law enforcement said, we think we have our guy or guys? When was the break of the case?
Well, the break was back in 2017. What really sparked it, there was a podcast, I believe it was called Up and Vanished, which really focused on the case. So, of course, it got a lot of renewed interest in the case. Of course, people started talking, which led them to Ryan Dukes. He was interviewed by GBI. He later confessed to killing Tara Grinstead and disposing of her body. He says he had broken into her house because he was trying to get money to buy drugs. She woke up while he was in the house, so therefore he struck her and then killed her. Now, one of the things that's interesting is GBI knew for many years that someone placed a phone call to Tara's house shortly after she went missing. And in part of his confession, he said, listen, I hit her. I didn't know she was dead. So I went to a local payphone and called her to see if she was going to answer the phone. And when she didn't, I knew she was dead. So I went back over there. And the GBI said since day one, only the person that made that call would even know about it because they never made it public record. So he kind of put himself at the scene of this murder there. Plus, there was DNA tied to a latex glove outside of the home, which matched Ryan Duke as well.
Boy, gee, you just wonder what goes on in the minds of these people. They get into these circumstances anyway, so people like you and I guess, can't imagine. But are they tweaking right, or what? And then they get, you know, sort of paralyzed with fear. And what was he doing there? Was he looking for drug money? So you can go figure on all that. All right. So we're going to have you keep us posted on that in coming days, the Tara Grinstead case in Georgia, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Nicholas Sandman, the one of the Covington Catholic kids, famously, people will never forget his mug, his picture
right
there. And he was just trying to wait for his bus along with the other students. And this adult, this, in fact, elderly man, gets in his face and starts beating a drum, and the left misinterpreted it. And you just can't even make it up. You look back and it seems so ridiculous, doesn't it? They said that he was, I don't know, racist or something to this
right
elder Native American man, and on and on. And then pretty soon, within a day or two, video from the other angle showed it wasn't not so fast, people.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, that's the thing with the mainstream media. As journalists, you're supposed to be fair and unbiased. But unfortunately, that's not the world we're living in right now. And if it's against your political beliefs, then, of course, the mainstream media will run with it. And, you know, I always liken it to these police videos you see on social media where everyone's like, oh, look at this police officer abusing his power. A, they have no idea what it is to be a police officer, what the law says a police officer can legally do. And then when it all comes out, like, oh, my gosh, we were wrong. So it was the same case here. I mean, here's a kid. Yes, he had a Make America Great hat on, which for some reason the mainstream media and all these celebrities have equated to racism and KKK and old white men is the new term that's going around. But
that MAGA hat, Vincent, was his downfall right away. That started it all.
That was his downfall. But let's keep in mind, Amy, there was a guy by the name of Bill Clinton who in 93, when he was running for president, said, I believe we have the ability to make America great again. And it wasn't a problem then. Again, if it goes against the mainstream media and their beliefs and who they wanted to vote for, who they wanted in office, then they're just going to run with the story. You know, we saw it here with this kid. We saw it with Jesse Smollett. There were no facts.
Okay.
There was no evidence. We just had a story, and boom, let's run with it.
Hey, look at this picture right here. Vincent, I'm not sure I've even seen this picture. The other picture we see all the time, it's him, and it looks like he's trying to be stoic and sort of not do anything. This, I see a look of fear in that kid's face. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he looks scared, and it looks like the other gentleman is the one that's being the aggressor. In police terms, we call it the primary aggressor because he is in that kid's face. And let's keep in mind, too, there were a group of blacks there in a certain group that were yelling racial things that never made the news. And again, it goes back to if you're going to tell a story, if you're going to be a journalist, you have to be fair and unbiased. You have to tell it from all sides. But when you focus on one side, it's no wonder people assume that a certain hat is associated with a certain demographic of people, or that hat means a certain thing, because we're not getting told the whole story.
Oh, if that were my kid, I cannot imagine the heartbreak and the terror and the horror of his parents, his buddy's parents, when this guy, and again, he's standing, the guy comes and gets in his face. The guy's the adult, this guy who, He had so much of his own, too, right? He, at first, you said, I'm a Vietnam vet. He never actually went to Nam.
He never went to Nam, right.
And we found out he's just a big Democratic supporter that does things like these. This isn't the only one. And so the video did show that it was Phillips who forced his way into the student group and proceeded to target Sandman, not the other way around. The complaint is almost 60 pages long. This new complaint describes in great detail the disparities between CNN's reporting and what actually happened. And let's just face it, as you say, these people aren't reporting anymore. Every single program on so many of these outlets, look like their opinion, just on and on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I don't watch a lot of mainstream media news, because it's not reporting anymore. It's just, well, my opinion is, you know, Trump did this, or there's collusion, or there's this, or, you know, Trump's tax bill, whatever it is. There's no reporting anymore. It's just opinion based.
We used to have a big mantra called blame Bush, and now it's always blame Trump. It's just on and on. But the hypocrisy continues with this college cheating scandal, the hypocrisy of the left. Vincent, we're going to talk to you when we come back from the break about this, too, okay? Right away, media outlets all over the country said Nicholas Sandman is guilty as charged, guilty of wearing a MAGA hat in public, for goodness sake. And now a lawsuit from him and his parents charging that CNN, well, this is just one of some that are coming, has maintained a well-known and easily documented biased agenda against President Trump, and established a history of impugning individuals perceived to be supporters of the president. For 7 days in January, CNN brought down the full force of its corporate power, influence, and wealth on Nicholas by falsely attacking, vilifying, and bullying him, despite that he was a minor child. And you know what, Vincent? It's so true. And you just want to say, how dare they? You're CNN. Come on.
Right. I mean, think about how many people at CNN actually have children the same age as Nicholas, right?
Yeah.
Would they want that done to their child? I really doubt it. Would they want their child on Fox News being accused of something? I highly doubt it. So there's a level of professionalism which should have come from the top down at CNN to say, hey, we're not going to do this. This is a kid. This is not someone that's an adult that's running for office, that's in office or anything like that. This is a kid. You know, he has to live with this for the rest of his life. This will affect him for the rest of his life.
Not even a public figure at all. Just happened to be somewhere in a MAGA hat. And so we'll see what happens. I hope, you know, what is it? What was the number? Is it $275 million they're suing? And good for them. Yeah. Punitive all the way. Because something, you know, maybe they want the money. Maybe they're going to donate it. I don't know. I don't really care. But make it hurt for these organizations so they don't darn well do it again.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're reporting on something without facts, without all the knowledge, you should be responsible for that. You know, wait for the facts to come out before you just run with it. You could at least say, hey, we're following a developing story. But that's not what happened here. It was immediately, oh, this kid cut this guy off and he's wearing a MAGA hat and blah, blah, blah. We didn't see any of that, what we should be seeing in journalism. And it's a sad day that we're living in right now, Amy.
Look at that. Look at that face of his. Just anyway. And the other big story this week, which is, I think it's the tip of the iceberg, according to the FBI and the IRS. Let's not forget the IRS is involved in this nasty, nasty college cheating scandal, where so far about 50 people are charged, including actress Felicity Huffman, actress Lori Loughlin. Those are the big names people know, so they get sort of tossed around. But they did it, and so many of these Ivy League colleges. And paying off college coaches, cheating on college entrance exams, six states, both coast. IRS, we had people, like there's a woman here in San Diego area, her name's Elizabeth Himmel. She runs a used to run a TV station here, and they said she used a nonprofit to sort of pay something. So a lot of people had these things where they paid things off, wrote it off to charity. So the IRS is saying, we're in on this too, people.
Right. It sounds like modern day money laundering, really, if you're using nonprofits and all these charities to do this thing. Now, here's the sad part. These, especially the actresses that we've seen and all of these high powered people, they already have the money to send their children to school.
Right.
So to have to pay off a coach or an, you know, entrance exam or something like that, it's not the other person's fault who's struggling to get in, that child of this high-powered person is, let's just say, academically challenged, because if they weren't, they would be able to pass the exams, get the scores they need to get into these schools. So now what you've done, you've affected so many people that have been fighting to get these spots in these schools, and everyone's thinking, oh, well, this person goes there because their mom or dad's a celebrity. Well, maybe that's part of it, but the bigger part could be that, yeah, they just use their wealth and their power to get their kid in, and that's sad, especially when we're living in a time, Amy, where we always hear these two words, which I'm not a big fan of, but white privilege. We always hear that, and then when this happens, it's hard to defend it against somebody that can come back easily and say, oh, they're using their white privilege. Mm-hmm. How do you defend against that?
Well, it's funny because you have all these memes going around about, well, there's Lori Loughlin and her daughter. And by the way, her daughter herself has put herself in the public eye. She's sort of a YouTube star. She was, right. She had some sort of affiliation with Sephora, and Sephora has let her go this week. Hallmark has let Lori Loughlin go from their affiliation with her. But the point, Lori Loughlin's daughter, it's not... You know, some of these kids, the parents didn't tell them we're doing this. It was all a big secret. But the inconvenient thing about poor little Loughlin family is that the girl, I think her name's Haley, has on her YouTube channel, she's on there saying, I don't really want to go to college. I want to go to party. And it just lent so much craziness to the story that was already just so bizarre. And I think both her daughters, I think I read today that both Loughlin's daughters are resigning from their colleges. But that whole thing, so that was just a big part of it. But not all the kids knew. And right. It's just some of these pictures being doctored to make it look like people were pole vaulters or on the right specific sports team, so they would have a better access to whatever college they wanted. And not a victimless crime, right? Because no one will ever know, why didn't I get in?
Yeah, it's not a victimless crime. I mean, look how many people are still waiting in line to get to some of these schools, right? So, you know, when you fill those spots up, especially if it was due to some type of fraud, when you have, you know, someone that's very, very deserving waiting to get there, you know, somebody that would be a much better student. It's like when people say LeBron James is the greatest ever. Well, LeBron is the greatest in the NBA that we know about, but there's hundreds and hundreds of kids on playgrounds that could probably outplay LeBron James on any given day, just like there's hundreds and hundreds of kids that could have been going to these schools that would have been better students and more deserving than what we have now.
Vincent, that's such a perfect analogy. So how big a trouble are these parents in?
Oh, yeah. You know what, Amy? It's not looking good, especially when you start talking fraud. And if they were setting up nonprofit organizations just for this, I mean, there could be some RICO charges. There could be some money laundering charges here. So, I mean, these charges are federal. This isn't like they went to the store and stole a pair of sunglasses. These are some federal charges where you can get some serious time.
Okay, Vincent, we're not going to get to the Gambino crime family hit this week. So come back in coming days. I don't think they even have a suspect yet, but the alleged boss gunned down in front of a Staten Island home 16 times and run down for good measure. But we'll have you back soon to talk about that. But in 20 seconds, tell us where we can find your latest books.
They're both on Amazon, Amazon.com. Playbook to a Murder and Incomplete Past. You can also follow me on social media at Vincent Hill TV, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And this is such an interesting case that Vincent decided, I've got to write a book about this because it's not all that it seems. So please check out his books. And Vincent, we can't thank you enough for breaking these cases down for us. We'll see you next time, okay?
Thanks, Amy. Always a pleasure.
You bet. We'll be right back. Welcome back to America Trends. Want to share a little something with you before we go. The mother of a schoolmate of one of our own here at America Trends, Chris Janicus, his daughter's schoolmate's mother, got a little GoFundMe page we want to share for her. She was just diagnosed with stage 4 neuroendocrine cancer, systematic, inoperable. Couple kids, you see there, a husband. Rare form of cancer where the body's neurotransmitters or neuroendocrine cells develop into tumors, multiple on her liver, and point of origin still unknown. All these things. The point is, she could use some of your help, and so we are pleased to share her GoFundMe page. And name is Christine Guerrero, and you can find it right there if you want to just sort of click in and read about it, offer prayers, help if you can. Be really, really nice, and we just want to say Godspeed from us here at America Trends and you too, America, and Biz Talk Radio. Thank you for being here with us. You can find us on our website, you2america.com, and on Biz Talk Radio 24/7, and click through and find us on social media so we can all be friends there as well. And I want to say thanks to our guest for tonight. We had on Larry Ward, who has this new Stand With Tucker coalition, backing Tucker Carlson of Fox News and his free speech, and trying to, he's got an organization that tries to stop people online, media platforms, from blocking conservative voices. Also, Vincent Hill with updates on some of the big cases going on around America, including the Nicholas Sandman lawsuits he has against some media outlets and the Tara Grinstead case, and also that college cheating scandal that everybody is talking about. Finally tonight, weekend plans. Here is an idea. It's a movie called Triple Frontier, a new movie by Netflix, available for streaming now. Ben Affleck and some others you might recognize. Take a look as we say goodbye for now.
First things first, any man here that wants to walk away can do so knowing they're the best of us. But it's gotta be now. There is no ground support. The injuries we sustain, we're walking out with. Make no mistake about it. You guys need to own the fact that we do not have the flag on our shoulders. You cannot go back to your normal life after tonight.
Everything we've done for the last 17 years, with nothing to show for it.
You've been shot 5 times for your country, and you can't even afford to send your kids to college.
If we had accomplished half the things that we've accomplished in any other profession, we'd be set for life.
I'm your masters of war.
The question is, do we finally get to use our skills for our own benefit?
We're gonna get Gabriela Martin Larea.
He's got over $75 million in cash.
If we're not gone forever after you make your move, we are dead.
We need to hunt quickly. Is your money
that good? You cannot stay. They will find us.
It's always a little harder than you think it's gonna be.
We don't need mansions like that.
This is not what I signed up for.
A lot of people are going to come after you.
So we go through.